forehead, your face. Your face harder. Now go back. It says, I have made your face strong against their faces, and your forehead strong against their foreheads. Like adamant stone. The word adamant there, the word adamant is the word diamond. If you check the word adamant, it's the same word diamond. Diamond is one of the strongest stones in the world. And in fact, they can use a diamond stone to break any other stone. So scripture says, I have made your face. It says what? It says adamant. The word adamant is the word shamil. Now, shamil, it is a weapon that is used to crush other stones. Now, there's a certain anointing that God is able to give people, that no matter what situation you face, you are able to crush it. Now, God says, I have made your face. I have made you to become like the adamant. Have you noticed what the Bible is trying to say? So why are you struggling? Why are you crying? God says, I have made you. I have made you to become a weapon that can crush other stones. Hear me, there's an ability in the spirit where God can put upon you, which we call the anointing. Look what your neighbor said. Neighbor, there's an ability upon you. Now come on, look at your neighbor again. Say, neighbor, there is an ability upon you. You must be very careful. When the devil wants to destroy people, what he destroys first is their culture. Our culture as believers is the anointing. A great marketer of France and a consultant of France, his name was called Dr. Raphael. He was consulted by Nestle. Nestle is one of the leading companies that produces coffee. And this company is so big in Europe. And they wanted to penetrate in the Japan market. And when they went to Japan, culturally, the people of Japan were not liking coffee. It's like putting a coffee shop in Malawi. Yeah, because culturally, our culture, most people don't like coffee. So the people of Japan could not accept. Now, the biggest problem a person can make in a business is where you think people will adjust your product. But you have to adjust for the people. So they went to a consultant known as Krael Raphael, a doctor of philosophy for children. And when they approached this man said, we have to wait for 30 years for us to have a breakthrough in Japan with the coffee. What we will do, we are going to kill their culture by penetrating through children. So we should produce sweets. In those sweets, they must have coffee. And we should be giving for free in high schools and in primary schools. As they are eating these sweets and coffee, slowly they'll begin to become familiar. and a new culture of liking the smell and the taste of coffee will be planted in them. By the time they grow up, we'll have a breakthrough in Nestle coffee. Now, they began to do that. 15 years later, Nestle is everywhere in Japan. Everywhere, people in Japan love coffee more than even in Europe. Because what they did was not to chase the market, but infiltrate their culture. If the devil infiltrate the culture of the anointing, slowly you begin to lose the interest. You begin to forget who you are. And this has happened for past years, where people are in church with the anointing and they think it's okay to have problems around them, and they pray and they have anointing. It becomes what we call social construct. Social construct, it is the truth that has been built by a society where you begin to accept it as the absolute truth. Yet it's not the truth. Now listen to me. There are so many of you here who God gave you the anointing to crush stones, to open doors, to make things happen. But because of what has been happening around you, you have accepted that I'm just someone who I go to church and I pray. It is wrong. Listen to me. There's an anointing called the Shamil, which God puts upon you. God says, Ezekiel, you are afraid of those people? He said, what I will make you? You will be stronger than them. Look what you neighbor say. You hearing what the prophet is saying? You become stronger. He said, you will become stronger than them. Do you know who God was talking about? The Pharisees, the Sadducees, strong men of Israel. God said, I'm sending you to them. You shall become greater. Now look at your neighbor if you have one. He said, neighbor, there is nothing that is stronger than the diamond anointing. The Shamil anointing. Say loud. I said, the Shamil anointing that crushes stones, that breaks stones. Now let's go to the book of Exodus. Do you have your Bible? Are you still here? I want you to see what happened when the anointing was given to people. In Exodus 34, verse 29, what does the Bible say?
Now it was so, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, and the two tablets of the testimony were in Moses' hands, when he came down from the mountain, that Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him.
Now, the Bible says, when Moses came from the prayer mountain, his face was shining and he didn't even know. Do you know that you don't even know? That you don't know that you don't know that what you don't know, you don't know. Moses didn't even know. This man here, that his face is shining, has no idea. So Moses is walking like this. He goes to people. It is the people who said, do you know that your face is shining? Now, let me ask you a question. Do you know that your faces are shining by the anointing? Now, nobody told you, right? Because they didn't see in the spirit. I have seen in the spirit. Your faces are shining. Moses was told that we have to hide you. So they took Moses and they took a cloth and put on his face. Because nobody could face his face. And I want to say this to you. Nothing will be able to face you. When you are anointed, you may not know it. I say, when you are anointed, you may not know it. In Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 8 and 9, God says, I'll put something on your face. And when I put it upon your face, what it will do, it will break stones. It will make hard things to happen. Now look what you're saying, neighbor, from now, every prayer you make, believe it. I remember whenever I face challenges, I know what God gave me. He gave me the anointing. Oh Lord, Shaka Prakada. Look what you may say, I have the anointing. Say, God gave me the anointing. God would never send you into this world without anything. Are you hearing me? You have what? You are so powerful. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Out. In Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name. There's no need. We are so powerful. Look what you say, I'm so powerful. Have you noticed? Demons attack people who think they are weak. Somebody say, I'm strong. Say it again. Say, I'm strong. Come on, I want you to hear you say louder. Say, I'm strong. Yeah, speak with anointing. Say, Shamil. The anointing that can break anywhere. One time somebody called me and said, Major One, I'm watching on TV. Hey, you are everywhere. You are finished. I said, eh? And I said, eh? Now you are finished. Finished. How do you finish when you haven't even started? Do you know, but haven't even started? So I have the anointing in me. This week, those hard rocks will be broken. God promising, I have made your face, Shamil. It will break the hard stones. Number two. David, in 1 Samuel 16, 13, when the anointing came upon him, number one, we have seen Moses. When the anointing came upon Moses, his face was shining. When the anointing came upon David, the Bible says what?
Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward.
Wow.
So Samuel arose and went to Ramah.
What came upon him? The Spirit of the Lord from that day onwards. Tell your neighbor, when the anointing comes upon me. Say louder there, when the anointing comes upon me. The Spirit comes upon me. The Bible says the Spirit of God came upon him. So wherever David was going, people would see David. They wouldn't see the Spirit on him. If they saw the Spirit on him, when he said, "I can kill Goliath," everyone could have believed him. But there was something which was not seen. Are you hearing me? I doubt. Are you hearing me? Tell your neighbor, you may not see it upon me. No, you're not saying it properly. Say it again. Say, you may not see the anointing upon me, but there is an anointing upon me. Now, when David stood up, nobody saw the Spirit upon him, but he was anointed. He said, "Goliath, you are playing with the wrong person." You see, when you are anointed, you don't fear a Goliath. Tell to your neighbor properly. Say, "Neighbor, you have no idea who you are. You are anointed. The Spirit of God is upon you."
I'm too oiled to fail. I'm too oiled to fall. I'm too oiled to be small. I'm too oiled to be bound. I'm too oiled to fear. I'm too oiled to fail. I'm too oiled to be caged. I'm too oiled. I'm too
anointed. I remember one time sitting in a room where I was telling people what I want to do. I said, "I want to do this, I want to do this, I want." So one person stood there. So I had called people who are into finance, people who are very good with the finances and all this, you know, financial advisors. Now, we are sitting in a room like this. So I was telling them. I was talking to them. They were called the G-12. I think some of you remember them in South Africa. They were called the G-12. So I'm sitting with them, and I'm telling them what I want to do. I said, I will do this. And one person stood up and said, "What you are saying, practically, it cannot happen." I said, "You are out from the team. You are fired." And there are so many people that I don't involve them in decisions because their capacity of thinking is not anointed. They see impossibilities. Why do we have anointing then? Do you know why we're anointed? Because the Bible says the Spirit we received is the Spirit without measure. So our thinking has no limits. Come on, tell you what, I can buy a house tomorrow. So I think without limits. The moment you understand this, the moment you begin to understand this truth, even how you'll be praying, how you begin to see things. So I said, you are fired. I removed the guy because the guy was seeing impossibilities. I had a meeting also with a lawyer. I said, I want to do ABCD, put a whole legal framework for me. I will do this. He said, but what you are saying is practically impossible. I said, oh, thank you. I never called him again. I hired another lawyer. I don't put people close who are not seeing what I'm seeing. The anointing is too much. Tell your neighbor. Say your neighbor. You neighbor. Say you neighbor. You haven't been supporting me. Say you are fired. Say, neighbor, you are not seeing what I'm seeing. You are fired. Say, the anointing in me has no limits. Say, you are fired. Am I talking to somebody? My capacity has no limits. Someone, a minister of government, I've even put him in the book I'm writing. Fluid thinking. I'm writing a book on the fluid thinking. I have mentioned him in the book. This minister of government was from the just old regime. He came to Goshen City. Then he was just quiet. He was so excited when he was coming. That was 2021. Then he arrived there, then he changed his mood. He said, I actually thought there are so many things here. That time we had only built one small house. He said, just call this place a lodge. There are not roads. Only a madman can call this place a city. I told that minister. I said, I am that madman. Few weeks ago, he saw a video on internet how Goshen City is looking like. Then he called me. He said, Major One, is that the same place you took me? Or is AI? I said, he had even forgotten he said a madman. So I reminded him. I said, have you forgotten that a madman can call that place a city? Because he said, I have seen, Goshen City is coming very nice. I said, are you calling it a city? Are you a madman? There are certain people cannot handle your capacity. Are you understanding? Certain people cannot handle your what? Your capacity is too big. And the most of you are discouraged. Because you told this someone who could not handle your what? Imagine David telling his brothers, "I'll kill Goliath." His brother said, "Please, we are begging you, David. We love you so much. We know you have got pride. But please don't use them on Goliath. This is what you are trying to do is an embarrassment. Can you stop?" His own brothers could not handle the capacity. They could not manage. They could not handle. There are certain people around you. They have killed your visions. They have killed your dreams because they told you it's impossible. Somebody say, "I have the anointing in me." Say louder, "I have the anointing in me." Say, "I activate. I activate the anointing in me." Say, "Shamil." Listen, someone who's hearing me now. There is somebody who's hearing me. You are going to start an idea. It will look so small, but like I'm telling you right now, you will become a billionaire. Somebody shout, "I have the anointing." Sit down, sit down. Let me share with you. Now, Moses, when the anointing came upon him, people couldn't handle it. They said, "We cannot see you. We have to put a cloth. We cannot manage to look at you." It's the same anointing you have. Nothing changed. It's not a different God. It's the same anointing sense. Are you here? Let me show you something. Hey. In 2 Kings 2 verse 8, the Bible says what?
"Now Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, and struck the water, and it was divided this way and that, so that the two of them crossed over on the dry ground."
Verse 14.
"Then he took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water and said, 'Where is the Lord God of Elijah?' And when he also had struck the water, it was divided this way and that way. And Elisha crossed over."
And Elisha
crossed over.
Did you see that? What was in the hand of Elijah was the mantle, the anointing. When he used the anointing on the water, a way was made. The river was divided. No bridge. They just walked. What are you doing with your anointing? What have you done so far with the anointing in you? I want to give you an assignment. This week, some rocks must be broken. Some rivers must part. Some Goliaths must be defeated. Some people should fail to look at you. The anointing never changed this course. Let me show you something. In Exodus 17, verse 5 to 6, and we'll be stopping there, and we'll be making a prayer. Can you read the scripture?
"And the Lord said to Moses, 'Go on before the people, and take with you some of the elders of Israel, also take in your hand your rod and with which you struck the river and go. Behold, I will stand before you there on the rock in Horeb, and you shall strike the rock, and water will come out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. So he called the name of that place Massah and Meribah because of the contention of the children of Israel.
Hear this. What did the God say to Moses? Take a what?
The rod.
The rod.
Struck the rock.
Struck what?
The rock.
And what will come out?
Water will gush out of the rock.
Elijah was given what?
The mantle.
A mantle.
Of Elisha. Of Elijah.
When he struck the water,
the river divided.
The river
divided.
Moses was given what? A rod. When he hit the rock, water
came out.
God has given you the anointing. We're expecting to see waters coming. We're expecting to see rivers parting. We're expecting miracles happening. What are you doing with what you have? Somebody shout, I'm anointed. Tell your neighbor again, say, this is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Tell your neighbor, you have the anointing. Say, be very careful. The catcher around you can be killed. Like Dr. Raffaele of France, who introduced how to bring in a new catcher. That slowly they'll be liking this. There are people who are liking their habits slowly. No prayer, no fasting, compromise, slowly. And they think those things, you know, hear me, you should be very careful. Tell your neighbor, are you hearing this? Are they hearing you or they're not hearing? Are they hearing you or they are hearing you? Are they hearing you? Say, miracles will happen. Tell your neighbor, neighbor. The way you are thinking is too small. You are fired. Say, your capacity. I went and I'm like, the whole minister, someone is a minister of government. He's supposed to create good environments for business people like us to make it. He's a policy maker. And he's the one telling me that it is impossible for me to do it. His capacity was too small. I looked at the guy. I felt sorry for the whole country. I said, if his capacity is thinking like this, and yet he's a minister for the whole nation, I said, how far would we go? I almost said, you are fired. Tell your neighbor, neighbor,
neighbor,
you have the anointing. Say, so you may not sense the anointing, but the anointing is upon you. Are you hearing me? Do you believe? What's someone called? Hallelujah. Amboye at Zayenda. Shut up. As I end up in bondage, you have the anointing. Have you ever walked? Listen, have you ever had a day where you woke up with the holy anger? Seeing the whole world too small in your hands. Because you know the power of God in you. And because you don't, you see the whole world bigger. That debt you have, it is too small. You are coming out in Jesus' name. Every project that is struggling around you, by the anointing in you, you will walk out in Jesus' name. You will achieve it in the name of Jesus. Stand up on your feet and shout, I'm anointed. Tell them I'm very dangerous. I want you to pray. Not just as a person who's praying. I want you to pray as somebody anointed. Say, I'm anointed. Say it again. Say, I'm anointed. Do you believe you're anointed? Say, I'm anointed. Now, I want you to make a prayer. The prayer must be very simple. I stir the anointing in me. May this anointing start working. I am not a failure. And I want to promise you, those rivers will begin to part. Those rocks will begin to open. You will begin to see the power of God. Say, I have the anointing in me. Say it again. Say, I have the anointing in me. Are you ready for prayer? Raise up a hand. Say, in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, thank you for your spirit upon me. I believe your spirit is upon me. Your anointing is upon me. I am not a failure. I am not sick. I am not defeated. Your presence is upon me. Your power is upon me. Your spirit is upon me. Begin to pray for the anointing. Begin to pray for the anointing. Begin to pray. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Separadia manto pradia hato. Selemanto pradia hatika haso. Shelepa paro saka. Lizo taya pradia hante. Iakuya paradia mando sopra. Rakatuya paradia mando pradia haso. Shalamante ekatia haso. Paroske elakaya paradiko. Sepa paroska hante. Lizo te ya pradia mante ya kuya parato yante le mando sopra di hato shalapa rika paladia mande elakia haso shalamante pradia hata. Pray somebody, pray somebody. Say, I'm anointed.
Yes.
I am anointed.
Yes.
Make a prayer, make a prayer. Shepala diamande lekia haso. Ilando sopaya pa. Rakapaya diamando pradia haso. Decrea, decrea, decrea. That you are anointed.
Yes.
You are anointed.
Yes.
Your business is anointed.
Yes.
Your career is anointed.
Yes.
Make a prayer, make a prayer.
Sete paradia hansa la faradiga hate. Iratuska la paradiga. Answer. Pray for the anointing, somebody. Wherever you are, wherever you are watching, make a prayer. Clap your hands and pray. Wherever you are connecting, on Facebook, on YouTube, on Meta One Connects, on Zoom, make a prayer.
Stir the anointing. Stir the anointing.
Yes.
Stir the anointing.
Yes.
The anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
The anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Increase your capacity. Increase your capacity.
Shalante pradika haso rakuya paladia haso shanteka paroska irande ke paladia haso.
In Jesus mighty name, somebody say amen. Oh, are you feeling the anointing? Now listen to me, the anointing does not work through your body. It works through your mind. That's why anointed people are always conscious. All the times, they're very conscious. Listen to me, always remember, nothing can defeat you. Number two, always remember, nothing is bigger than the anointing in you. What would make a man? What would make a man have confidence? There was no God speaking to Elijah to say, go and hit the water. No. He just went like this. Hit the water, bam, and the water split. He was so confident that if I do this, this will happen. Because anointing works through your mind and it produces something known as faith. There was nothing like, you see, this is a river. Okay? This carpet is a river. There was nothing like, Father, Lord, I pray, as I'm about to walk on this river, but, separate now, water. He just came. Hit the water. Split, then he walked. It is when your mind has become so alert to the anointing in you. Say, I'm anointed. Jesus, when he came at the sea, he didn't come and say, I bind the spirit of sinking. When he saw the disciples on the water, on a boat, he just joined them, just started walking on the water. The anointing works through your thinking. The moment you begin to say, so how would it happen? No. Just start that project. You will see. If you have land, don't even wait for, I want this. No. Just go there and say, I'm starting to build. The rest is history. Say, so I have the anointing. They're like, oh, I'm waiting. Your capacity is too small. Imagine a house. People are failing to build a house. One. Well, at that same time, some of us, we have already begun to build a lot of things. And on my plan this year, if you can see what we want now to extend in building at Goshen City, you'll be thinking like maybe there is already a money somewhere. No. The only thing that is there is the capacity. And do you know what Apostle Paul said? He said, our capacity, our ability
comes from God.
Is of God. We are doing it. Tell your neighbor right now, you are fired. You are thinking too small. Now, look at the one who's at your right. Say you are hired. You are thinking very good. Am I talking to somebody? Say, tell that neighbor, say, you're thinking good. Some of these things which you guys pray for, some of us don't even pray for, we just start doing it. Can you imagine coming at the river? Hey, party now, party. Elijah just comes and hits the water and begins to walk. When you begin to trust the anointing in you, start believing the anointing. Say you are still praying for that thing until today. You began praying for it for years now. Father, Lord, I want this project to start. Some of us, we started. I pray for your capacity. The just shall live by faith. Not just by believing. No, but actionable faith. As you raise your hands, I pray that by the anointing upon you,
yes.
One, you will always remember, I can never be defeated. As you raise those hands, nobody will defeat you. Nothing will stand against you. That situation you'll walk out. You are too anointed.
Yes.
You are too anointed to lose.
Yes.
You are too anointed.
Yes.
Say, I'm too anointed.
I'm too anointed.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Say amen.
Amen.
Want to hear the joy wherever you are.